What up, Joe? How's it going?
I thought for a second, they were saying to me, don't say big fella, don't say big fella, say something else, say something else. Yeah, I'm doing good, man. I'm actually really happy to be filming this one today because I've had such a fucking busy morning, man. I had like five clients back to back. One straight.
But you don't like being called big fella?
No, it's not that I don't like being called big fella. It's just like...
I always say it?
It's just saying, there's better ways as we can do to start the podcast.
Nothing better than big fella. I call everyone big fella. Makes them feel good inside. They're like, shit, the gym's been working. I feel huge. Yeah, and then they feel good inside.
Ego. You want to fuel their ego. Yeah, exactly. Feel like big.
Exactly. And I say, what up, big fella? And they're like, oh, shit. Fuck, I'm the biggest guy in the gym now.
What if it's a fat dude?
Then he'll be thinking he's sourcing hard on the juice and he's getting thick and he's his squats and his time on the elliptical and the ab crunch machine has made him look shredded, and now he thinks he's the biggest man at the gym now.
Do you ever say what up, thick fella?
I probably wouldn't say what up, thick fella. probably because most people use thick as just like, you're fucking fat, dude. not. I mean, it depends. You can say, he's fucking thick. And that means like, you know, you're probably talking about some big Samoan or Kiwi guy that's like built like a brick shit house. But
how did that like become a thing? Like
thick?
Yeah. How did people
start saying THICC?
Yeah. How did we start saying that?
I don't know. I don't think it really is a compliment, to be honest. I sometimes might use it for a Friday if they're like, they're thick or something like that, but I would never use it for like a compliment because you're just saying they're fucking fat, eh?
Yeah. It was funny because the first time I ever heard the saying was when we were in the car and your mate Jack was in there as well.
Mm.
And we were driving to that nightclub and I was explaining something and then he just goes, is she thick? And I was like, what? And he goes, is she thick? And I look at you and I go, what's he talking about? And he's like, a girl, like, apparently in proportion. And that's what it means for a girl.
See, I never thought of it as that.
Neither. Do you know what it means in England? When someone says, oi, mate, you're thick, that means you're thick as
you're
shit.
You're stupid. Yeah, that's what I always knew as THICK. You're thick. You're thick as fuck. You're thick as a rock. Like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I would... I use thick typically for that, like... Like, you're a fucking idiot. You're thick as fuck. Yeah. Like, that's what you would say. You're an idiot. Yeah. You're thick. But it's weird that it's now, like, maybe a compliment. It depends who it's coming from. Usually it's not really a compliment. Usually it's in a joking way. Like, you're thick, bro. Yeah, you're fucking fat.
Yeah.
Like.
It's weird how people just come up with sayings and then they become a trend for a while.
I mean, there was tons... How many words have we made that have become trends? Like, there was YOLO.
There was lit.
Yeah, that's lit.
There was Yeah, the Boys.
Yeah, the Boys. Yeah, the Boys is still kind of around.
Yeah, it's
still
kind of. And then we had, then the girls, they say, Yas Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they hear that one a lot.
They can have that. They don't want that one.
I don't get what I say there. Like, it's weird, though, because, like you see girls on Facebook commenting on each other's photos all the time saying, yes, queen, so stunning, marry me. And then you don't see guys doing that to each other, like...
Nah, you don't be like,
oh, mate, marry me. I'm like, mate, fuck off.
No, don't do that shit. I mean, I've done ones to you and I've been like, because you've been like flexing or something in a photo, I'll be like, don't shit yourself, mate.
Now that is where you're a true friend.
Yeah, but that's...
You tell the truth.
That's funny though. I'm like, you look constipated, mate.
Yeah,
like,
but you can't do that on a girl's profile picture though.
Well, you look like...
You can't be like, hey, that dress does make you look a little bit thick. Well, hey, that dress.
Which you mean is fat.
Yeah. it can't be, hey man, your eyebrow is slant left to the side, or...
I mean, guys do it all the time because it's funny. It's a joke, like, wear a tighter shirt, bro. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a medium. Extra small. Like that. That's usually the guys taking the piss out of their other friends. Do you know what I want to talk about?
What?
And no one's really talking about it is that like, movies have kind of gone down the shitter. It hasn't done well, right?
I don't think there's anything good at the moment.
No, and I've looked and it's quite rough trying to find a decent movie now. Mm-hmm. We quite enjoy our superhero movies, our Marvel ones and things like that. Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking about, I mean, it's been up for ages, like Black Widow, is it going to come out? Is it not going to come out? And it originally was supposed to be in May this year, and then it got pushed back, I think, a year later. So it's, I think it's going to be in April or May next year. The actual very first Marvel film, officially, we're going to see first, is Morbius. Which no one really talks about.
No one does talk about that movie. Well, the thing is, Morbius is not a very popular Marvel character.
No, he's like a vampire. I think they're trying to set him up as like a vampire anti-hero kind of thing. He's not quite a villain, but he is not quite a hero either. He's quite a mix. Mm. From what I recall about the Morbius kind of... Well, the Morbius movie that they're trying to build is that it's a character and I believe it's a doctor.
Yeah.
And he's dying of a rare blood disease. And then he experiments on himself with, I believe it's like bats or vampire bats or something like that. And then he takes on some of the powers and things like that. It kind of looks like the same way, you know, Peter Parker gets bitten by the radioactive spider, and then he becomes Spider-Man. He can, you know, swing around and do all acrobatic stuff and touch walls. Whereas I think Morbius has a different kind of set of powers. I think it's like speed and hearing and things like that. Things that you don't typically see. To be honest, a vampire superhero hits like two major categories of like the biggest movie franchises, right? Vampires, every fucking nan and their family watches some type of vampire thing, like Twilight, a Vampire Diaries. Well, the other one, I think it's like True Blood or something like that, right? Mm. All incredibly shit. But for some reason, vampires and like, I don't know, that kind of relationship with vampires, apparently it really sells. And then we've got superheroes, and that always sells because everybody loves a fucking superhero. Everyone loves a hero in general, especially if they're flying through the sky and got superpowers and things like that. So I'm not surprised Marvel took... I mean, they have so many characters to take out of the comics, and they picked Morbius, which is weird. But I think Morbius ties into the Spider-Verse kind of thing.
It does. Yeah. So what I've been told is... Do you remember when they made Venom a couple of years back?
Yeah. So he ties into that.
Into that dark superhero universe because I feel like Marvel's trying to experiment with that dark superhero because universe like DC does. They're all like the dark, you know, sort of universe. So they made Venom. And then the thing is, though, Venom was meant to be MA15. But I believe
they fucked it up a little bit, right? Like filming... They filmed so many scenes and then Tom Hardy had to do some improv stuff. And a lot of the stuff in Venom is actually improvised scenes that weren't going to be there originally. And they cut out, like, apparently a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah, they did. And I honestly did.
They made it a bit weird.
It was strange, though. I actually did like the movie, but I remember watching it. I was like, something's up here. Like, they changed the paint. I felt like it should have been MA15. It should have been graphic. It shouldn't have been violent because that's what everyone wanted. People don't forget, like, that's what a lot of people want to see. Like, some of the best Marvel movies, I believe, that have come out are actually MA15. And you know what? Logan. Mm. Logan's one of my all-time favorite superhero movies. It's just a great movie in general. Brutal, swears all the time, fucking blood everywhere. Him getting hacked. Literally, the opening scene is him hacking up gangsters, which I thought was great. Deadpool, probably one of the first Deadpool. Great
was
movie.
Was it R18?
Yeah, it was roughly around. But do you know, I'm not sure the first ever Marvel movie that was made MA15, but my all-time favorite MA15 Marvel movie is The Punisher. Have you seen it?
Oh, the original Punisher, not the TV show. Dude, what's funny? It's funny that you say that. It actually popped up in my recommended a couple of days ago, and I wondered why, and it must have been you because you must have been on the YouTube channel or something.
Oh, yeah.
I've never watched it, to be honest. I liked the TV show. I believe I finished... There was two seasons, right?
Yeah,
I
think it was two seasons.
I think I finished the second season.
The second season wasn't that great.
It's like a brutal kind of version of a mercenary turned... Yeah. Kind of an anti-hero as well.
Yeah.
Why do you think anti-heroes do so well compared to the heroes? Because like heroes like Superman are considered put on a pedestal, like they can never do anything wrong and things like that, whereas the anti-hero is kind of like a guy that's gone through down a bad path or something like that, and it's like a realistic kind of turn between...
Well,
good and evil.
It's just this weird saying that stuck with me lately. Well, ever since the movie The Joker last year came out, Joaquin Phoenix, there's a saying that kept going around social media that says, oh, as a kid, we used to glorify heroes, but as an adult, we understand the villains.
Yeah.
I feel like that something's got to do with the psychology of it, because I feel like the villains, you know, they go through all this horrible shit, you know, and it turns them into who they are. And people just understand, like, you know, we go through all this shit in our lives. And sometimes, like, you know, we do come out the other side a little bit pissy from it. And so we understand why the people on the big screen are, like, being pissed off all the time, because they're going through all that stuff and that's just how they deal with it, really. And it's like that with anti-heroes, like, especially the Punisher, who, I mean, when the movie came out in 2004 and it had John Travolta... And the movie itself is about a man who goes away. He's an FBI. No, he's an undercover agent in the movie X Special Forces. Accidentally kills this guy's son, who Howard Saint is the character's name. In the movie, then he goes on a family retreat or reunion. He loses his entire family in that retreat, and then he just, you know, goes. As town, it doesn't rely on the law, it acts outside the law, because it asks questions, what, mate, if you had those kinds of skills, that knowledge, and then you lost everything you cared about, you really going to want to see them arrested? No, you're going to want revenge, or vengeance. But the reason why I liked the movie so much is because it was just, you know, the Punisher's, the reason I think people like the Punisher is because he's not any superheroes, he doesn't have a car, he doesn't have money, he doesn't have... anything. He's just a man with a unique skill set, and he's human as well, and he feels, and a lot of the movie is a bit depressing, because it's him mourning the loss of his loved ones. So
Isn't it funny how the heroes and anti-heroes that don't have any powers but have wit and skill, like Batman and the Punisher and things like that, let's be real. Well, Batman has a lot of money, but he has the brains and the brawn. Yeah. And the Punisher obviously has wit and a lot of skills and things like that, and natural grittiness. It's funny that a hero and an anti-hero like those guys are considered... They are more appealing to most people rather than the stereotypical Superman flies off. And like, they're more appealing... especially Batman, than other people in the comics, like, you know, Cyborg or The Flash. I mean, The Flash is great, but like the Green Lanterns, and then if you move over to Marvel, maybe like a Vision and Thor and things like that. It's cool that, and I mean, even Iron Man, like Tony Stark, wealth and incredible intelligence, don't have any superpowers yet. Kind of steals the show with a lot of times in these movies. So it's interesting that the ones that the most human have the least in terms of powers, superpowers at least, are considered more appealing.
And I guess it's just the audience can relate to it on some level.
Yeah,
I think that's really what it is. They can just relate to it more on some level, and it just feels like some of the things that they go through is some stuff that happens to people in real life. So it's like this, man. Here's one of the reasons why I like the Joker movie so much. You've seen it, everyone's seen it, so I don't need to issue a spoiler. But there's a scene in the movie where he's trying to do a stand-up comedy set, and then he gets up on stage and he says a joke, and then nobody laughs.
He bombs.
It was like that's when I looked at that scene. I remember watching it. I just went, I had a little bit of chill and had a flashback to all those times. Yeah. Since then, I was hooked onto the movie.
Mm.
Because I knew exactly how he felt in that situation. Yeah. And that was a point that got me hooked in. But if I was watching a Superman movie, I'm like, fucking him flying through the sky. I can't relate to this shit. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't fucking heat, supervision or whatever. You know, I can't punch through walls. So I enjoy watching it, but it's a good movie. But I feel like the reason why I like the Joker so much is because I could pretty much relate to him. Especially on that level.
There's one person I reckon I really enjoy, and I always love those movies, and I feel like he carries a lot of the X-Men movies. It's Wolverine.
Yeah.
For some reason, I think Hugh Jackman, our own Australian actor, is so good at playing him. I'd love for him to come back for... You know, I know the Avengers movies haven't, you know, had their sequels yet, and we'll talk about... I'd love to talk about Black Widow as well. Because that's an interesting topic. But something about like Hugh Jackman, he was perfect for the Wolverine. I'd love for him to come back and for them to thread the X-Men into the MCU. Because now there's been a change in who owns it now. Now Marvel owns the X-Men kind of franchise now. So they can do whatever the fuck they want. So I reckon it'd be really cool if he comes back for one. I was just always impressed how each movie he got even more shredded each time.
Yeah.
Like the amount of, I love watching those, the interviews where they're asking like, what are you doing? He's like eating like 5,000, 6,000 calories and just working out constantly. And I mean, even the amount of dehydration they'll do.
Yeah.
Before those massive fight scenes where he's got like a shirt off or something like that. A funny thing is I was watching an interview and I believe it was for not the first The Wolverine but the second one afterwards, where I believe it's set in Japan later on.
Oh, The Wolverine. Yeah, that's just called The Wolverine.
I think it's, yeah. Not the origin one, the yeah. The Wolverine. And he said... he said, oh, I thought, in 3 weeks it would be pretty easy just like to put the mask back on and go back to shooting. And the director looked at him and went, all right, guys, we're going to put all the topless scenes 4 months later in the future, because he said you need to get back in shape properly for these scenes. So he got him to go work out, diet hard as fuck for 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then do those fight scenes. You know, it was so funny that the director just looks him up and just goes,
he knew.
Nah. You look good, mate, but you don't look the Wolverine. You need to be... Yeah. So he just pushed all those shirtless scenes to the very end of production. It was just so funny. But I love watching those movies, like... Those movies where the actors are super committed to the role.
Yeah. Well, let's actually just talk about that's a good that's a good thing, because it can go one way or the other.
Yeah.
Because you've got those actors who basically, they kill themselves, they get jacked, they get buff and all
get
that.
Get fat
as
fuck.
And then go the other way, go fat as fuck. Because, what's his name? Gerald Butler, he's probably one of the best cases. Mm. When he made that movie 300, before that, he looked awful. Yeah. He looked awful. And then he got into the best shape of his life before that movie 300. I remember reading it when I was in work one day, and I actually spoke to an interview with a guy with a trainer. And what he would do was, first thing, they would have to work out twice a day, right? First thing they would do is that because he wanted them to look like Spartans, and Spartans didn't have any equipment, he would send them 1,000 rep workouts. That was the first thing they had to do in the morning, because they wanted them to be fasted. Then they had to go and spend all day sword and shield training, because of course they wanted them to be able to actually,
perform the movements.
Perform. And a lot of the guys in the movie itself were trained up to in that fighting style. So that took a rigorous amount of hours. Then on top of that, they had to go train again afterwards. And they probably spent a total of like 6 hours a day training. And then there were just all these stuntmen involved in the movie as well. And they said we loved it. We were in the best shape of our life, but we felt the most tired we've ever felt, And what's another good example where it's gone the other way? Like
Christian Bale or Matthew McConaughey when they
did
get.
Did you watch Vice?
I never. Oh, Christian Bale, when he got fat as fuck.
Yeah.
No, I was talking about Christian Bale when he got very, very. I mean, for Batman.
Yeah.
Huge. But then, I can't remember what movie was. I think we talked about it before, but he got so, so skinny and
the
like
machinist.
He looked. He looked anorexic, bulimic, whatever you want to say. How crazy he looked. He had very little muscle mass and he looked deformed.
Yeah, he actually he lost too much weight. The director said you're too skinny for this movie now, and he filmed it anyway. But it's not even that. But Christian Bale also gets like fat as fuck. I remember
Vice
like,
he got fat as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, he got thick. I mean, I used to idolize him in Batman. I was like, you know. I see him as like this nice badass millionaire kicking ass.
It was American Psycho as well.
Yeah,
he was quite lean in American Psycho. I've never seen that movie, but
it's a great movie. Yeah. But then there was a movie I watched that I had to turn off because I just could not handle it, and it was called American Hustle. Have I told you about this movie?
I've seen the trailer for it, but I've never seen it. There's a few good actors in it, isn't there?
Stellar cast: Bradley Cooper. It had Bradley Cooper had
very low flying. Planes. Jesus Christ. Sorry, everyone. There's very, very low flying planes over the studio. Fuck.
The Russians are coming. No, it's all good.
Well, that's what's funny. Well, near where we're filming, there's a beach near us, and sometimes the military will do jumps out of the planes onto the beach.
Really?
Yeah, they'll do that, and you can see them like they just do it different times of the day. It's fucking weird, to be honest, because you're just enjoying yourself, having a nice podcast, and then you just see a plane go by, and you see them jump out and land on the plane.
You just see a guy go down the street.
Hey, our first live guest on the podcast. Let's go.
That'd be funny. What was I saying? Oh yeah, Christian Bale. He made this movie, American Hustle, and I remember he plays as like this con man or something, and he's got like a bald spot and fake hair. And I remember that the moment I turned it off was this one scene where he's sitting in a chair and he's wearing sandals and he's wearing white shorts, and he's wearing a white button-up shirt, and that white button-up shirt is just open, and he has literally like the biggest gut I've ever seen, and he's just sitting there.
Was it hairy?
Was
it hairy?
It was hairy too. Oh my God. And it was just, I was looking at him like, mate, this is Batman. That's Batman in retirement. And then the other thing is, who was the other one? And then he did it again for Vice, the movie Vice.
When Batman eats Batman.
Yeah, he ate Batman. That's another good example of someone did similar. Oh, Matthew McConaughey. He made a movie called Dallas Buyers Club.
Yeah, wasn't that where he played a guy that got HIV or something like that? Yeah.
Correct, yeah, I think so. And then he...
Oh, that was with Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Who is playing Morbius.
Yeah, there you go. And then he got jacked for Magic Mike. People forget. I sometimes forget that he was in that movie. And then he...
Of course you would know. I've never seen those movies.
Fair enough. And then...
Wait, have you?
Huh?
Have you?
Yeah, of course.
You've seen Magic Mike?
Many times.
How?
The first one's not that great. The second one's actually pretty
good.
Oh
my God, you saw a sequel. Yeah. You watch Magic Mike.
There's Magic Mike XXL.
How many are there?
There's two. The second one's actually pretty good.
I thought there was like five or something.
Well, because I've been in the industry for like... Well, there's other stripper movies out there, but most of them aren't that good. But I mean, for someone who's been in the industry now for a few years, and I see some of the
repeat that. You said you were like, out of all the stripping movies, they're not very good, but they're Magic Mike good.
Yeah, there are.
How many stripper movies have you watched?
There's a few. I've heard of a few. I haven't seen them.
List them now. List them.
Okay, there's a movie called Chocolate City.
Oh God,
it's not that great. It's pretty shit. And there was a.
It's a stripper movie, of course it's shit.
Yeah, well, fucking get good actors, get a fucking good writing. Like, you know, sometimes that's all the movie needs is good writing. And then there's Hustlers, that I never saw. That I thought was pretty funny. How strippers got mad, how they played, got people who weren't strippers to play strippers. I'm like, yeah, it's called acting.
Yeah, no, but that's because they want more money.
Yeah, there you go. It's fucking, it's acting, and they need it and all that sort of stuff. Those are the things, the ones I can think of off the top of my head, but there's others out there.
I can't believe you were just like Magic Mike. They are the good stripping movies. Now here are the bad ones.
Yeah,
what the fuck? Why did you watch Magic Mike 1 and 2?
Well, why the fuck not? Okay.
Yeah. Did you go to the cinema and watch it?
Fuck no.
With your girlfriend?
They came out when I was in high school.
Oh really?
Yeah, they came out years and years and years ago. The first ones. But it's just a bad scripting, man. Bad scripting. The plot line's just like.
Were you very upset about their stripping? This is not good dancing. This is very terrible.
Second draft. You know what I mean?
This is very bad choreography. Very shit.
Well, the second one had really good choreography.
Okay.
There you go. But what were we talking about? Matthew McConaughey. He did the same thing as like Christian Bale. You know, skinny to jack to fat as fuck. It was a movie called Gold.
Don't know about that one.
It was a good one. It's about a guy who he found the biggest again. Oh, maybe don't need a spoiler. He found one of the biggest gold fields of the decade, and then he gets all this crazy money. He was a prospector, and then what actually happened was he found out there was no gold, and his mate cheated the whole thing. It was a pretty big twist in the end. Like, he had all this money, he had all this firm, he had all this mining thing set up, all these people invested in him, and then he found out the whole time his mate had faked it. He didn't actually use gold. What he'd use is gold fillings. So it made it look like they found gold, so people would invest in the mining, so that hopefully down the track they would find the actual gold itself.
But just put his friend in a shit ton of debt.
Well, it's because, he took the money and ran, basically. But the other thing is, do you know how gold is made?
What do you mean?
Do you know how gold is actually made? Like gold itself, the element. Do you know how it's made?
Not really, to be honest. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to break down the process, no.
Well, gold itself is actually made as a result of an explosion from a star. So all the gold on Earth, right, as it was a result of an explosion of a supernova. It's the end product. So that's why gold itself, it's one of the reasons why it's worth so bloody much.
Yeah.
Because it's actually a remnant of outer space. And a lot of the gold in the Earth has been there since the beginning of the Earth itself.
Yeah.
So that's why it's one of the that's why it's such a rare earth element, because it's the remnants of our beginning.
It's also on top of the properties of gold that it's unreactive with most things. So you could consume gold. Like a lot of people put tea, you know, when you see like $1,000 bottle of tequila or something like that, a lot of the time it might be an expensive bottle of tequila, it might be $100, something like that. But they've put a huge amount of gold flakes in it, and now it's $1,000 bottle of tequila and things like that. A lot of the, and you can consume gold and gold flakes and things like that. You'll poop that shit right out.
I find that weird.
Doesn't react with your body, and that's why a lot of people get gold jewelry, because you know, silver like this might react with your skin.
Yeah.
But gold, it shouldn't give you any problems, because some people when they get silver or anything like that, or even, you know, maybe even stainless steel, things like that, they'll have issues with their skin and they'll break out, and they'll have red lines. Some people get red lines around there when they take their jewelry off. A lot of the time, jewelers will kind of cut that by getting silver, but then they'll call it gold jewelry, but it's gold plated. So it is 18 karat gold, 20 karat gold, 24 karat gold, but it's been plated on the outside, whereas underneath is not gold. It will be some other alloy or element. Yeah. So it's an interesting way. So whenever you see like jewelry and you look at it and you're like, if this was weighed in gold, would it nearly be as much as this? No, it wouldn't. So it's interesting that there's all these workarounds, because gold is such a valuable piece of metal to a lot of people. They even use gold as nanoparticles. So what they would do was, and I believe they're still working on it now, because gold doesn't react with the inside of your body, what they were doing with nanoparticles is, and a nanoparticle is when a particle is so small, it's on the nano scale, and they would administer a drug inside the gold nanoparticle. The person would be able to consume it. And the theory is that you would be able to wait a particular time for your metabolism to take place until it gets to the appropriate site. Then they would be able to activate it, and the medicine would be able to be released.
Wow.
And that way, the container that contains the medicine is not toxic to your body, because gold's not toxic. It doesn't react with anything. It doesn't cause any adverse reactions with your body. They would be able to release that medicine into your body at the appropriate site when they see fit. And then that gold nanoparticle is able to be flushed out of the body. And because it's gold nanoparticle, it's incredibly small, but very high surface area. So you don't use a lot of gold. It's a rare element. So you don't need a lot of it to make a nanoparticle. You can make many, but the effectiveness, because it's at such a small scale, is through the roof instead of using such a big quantity. So it's interesting that gold not only is used for jewelry, it's also used for many other purposes.
Yeah. Well, do you mind if we switch topics?
Yeah, go for it.
Just one thing I actually really... that was actually really interesting, though. I didn't know that. That's actually fascinating. There's one thing I wanted to talk about on today's podcast, right? Uh-huh. Hopefully. By the time this episode comes out, the new episode's up. But The Mandalorian.
Yes.
Season 2. Disney, right? Star Wars. Okay. From the start, hated the fact that Disney took over Star Wars.
Well, they fucked it up. Yeah, they fucked up the...
So, when The Mandalorian came out, I was on the ropes. And then The Mandalorian single-handedly has saved Star Wars in Disney's hands. Okay? Season 2, thoughts?
They've definitely done a lot of really good things, because Season 1 I really enjoyed. Season 2, the first episode, already broke out. Quite a long episode. It was really good. I like that The Mandalorian is actually taking stuff from the Clone Wars animated series and making them live action. Now, Ahsoka Tano, that was never in any prequels officially. However, I can't remember the creator of Ahsoka Tano, but he made it alongside George Lucas.
Yeah.
And he's actually directing Episode 5, which is coming out for us on Saturday for everyone in America. I believe it's Friday, something like that. I'm so stoked for that, because in the last episode they name-dropped Ahsoka, that they were going to take the child, aka Baby Yoda.
Well,
episode four.
Yeah.
They're going to take him to a planet called Corvus.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to take it to the Jedi, and they've only name-dropped one Jedi's name, which is Ahsoka Tano. We knew that she disappeared after around the Revenge of the Sith. She was set up for a crime. Mm-hmm. She didn't commit. The Jedi Council were going to, hit her with a massive crime, which she didn't commit. So once she was exonerated with the help of different Jedi and that, she lost her faith in the Jedi Council. She bounced. She fucked off. But then when Anakin transitioned to Darth Vader, she'd encountered him after that. Had a little scrap, got away safely, and she was able to get away while Vader, I think, was chopping off a lot of fallen Jedi that were still around, that were remnants in their galaxy far, far away.
Yeah.
So it's cool that Mandalorian is set after the original trilogy, which would be the original episode 3, Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool that they're building a mix of the original trilogy, a little bit of the new stuff, because we saw it looked like they were, you don't know if Moff Gideon is part of this First Order or anything like that. It's not too sure if they're taking stuff from the new trilogy mm-hmm. as well as the old stuff because yeah. they brought in midichlorians. They said M count. Mm-hmm. When they were talking about blood, you know, you see the clones and things like that. It's cool. I like it. I believe it's John. Is it John Favreau that's taking it?
Yeah, it is.
And he takes the Marvel movies. I think he did the last Spider-Man Far From Home. I think he did that one.
He did a good job. He's doing a really good job. I like where it's going in season two. Season two, episode one, off to a great start. Season two, episode two, not bad. See, episode three, probably my favorite when all the other Mandalorians rock up because the only source of Mandalorians information I knew about was watching Star Wars: The Clone Wars,
yeah,
which was pretty good, and you know, is her name Bo-Katan?
Bo-Katan, yeah,
Bo-Katan, like bringing her character to life on the big on like the live action series was actually really good, but I didn't know that the Mandalorian, you know, himself. He is part of like a they sort of have it like the Mandalorians are like they're from a different lines. Mm. Like there's different.
Well, you asked me that long ago. Was it this week? You asked me. You said, yeah. "What is the black saber? How does it work?"
Yeah, that was one of the questions. But the idea that there's different lines of them, like the one this guy's from, is where they can't take off their helmets.
Death Watch, aka the Watch.
Yeah, and then there was the Mandalorians that he comes across, and he's like, "Where'd you get the armor? Why are you taking your helmets off? You guys are not Mandalorians." Mm. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And then he's like, "Damn, he's one of them."
Yeah. Whereas Bo-Katan has had that suit of armor for three generations in her family. She just made it clear that he came from he got rescued as a child and became a Mandalorian through the Watch, mm-hmm. but usually it's called Death Watch, which is like a segregated kind of group mm-hmm. that alienated itself from the other Mandalorians, and they are considered Mandalorians, but they want to move towards the ancient way. You know, they're always saying this is the way. It is the ancient way everything has always been done. Whereas Bo-Katan is from a different subset of Mandalorians who don't follow such strict rules that they can't take their helmet off and things like that. I think this season is a setup for maybe a season three. Mm-hmm. I think season three is is where the Mandalorians unite and possibly some Jedi to take back Mandalore from Moff Gideon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to set that up because Bo-Katan is probably going to maybe have another appearance and then disappear for this season. And season three is where they're going to set up a big battle against Moff Gideon's army and things like that because they showed the, I believe it's Sith troopers at the very end of episode four. You've watched it, yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. You sure?
Yep.
I was about to say because I was like, I'm shitting myself if I've spoiled that for you. Mate, it's been out for a week.
Mate, speed up. I watched it.
I know. I was just about to say, mate, it's been out for a week. But the Sith troopers that Moff Gideon is using, the Sith troopers weren't an actual thing. They were in a video game.
Yeah.
But it's cool that they're taking a bit from the animated series, making it canon. And then taking something from a game that looks very cool and interesting and moving all these different bits into the same puzzle. I like that they're being very creative with everything. And I think they're just really good script writers. It was just like you said before, good script writing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, everyone's kind of like dying to see Ahsoka Tano, but there probably might be some other Jedi, you know, still out there floating around the world. You know, it could be some others. There were definitely some Jedi that survived Order 66.
Yeah.
And
well, they used them in games, didn't they? Wars Unleashed where they had Starkiller and things like that. And then they had Star Wars Rebels, which is the animated one that came after the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
And Ahsoka Tano was kind of like a mentor to a lot of I mean, younger individuals.
And then they had Star Wars Fallen Order as well.
Yeah.
And that was a game you played and finished as well.
I like that. That was a really good game.
Yeah. I know what happens in the game. I just never finished it.
Yeah, that was a really good game. I mean, that's still prior to the New Hope.
Yes.
To the New Hope.
Yeah.
But it's fucking good. It's a good game.
You know what would be interesting? If they got the actor who played as... Can you remember the name? The Jedi?
I can't. I'm so sorry.
I can't, but he plays...
The ginger bloke, yeah.
He plays as the Joker in Gotham.
Yeah, yeah.
So imagine if they got him to play himself in The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
but he's older and he's wiser.
That would be very, very cool.
Because the game ends with him, like, tearing up the holocron. And then that's it. They just keep going, you know, for the universe. So you don't really know what happens to them after that. It'd be really awesome to have him show up. Because he's a really good actor.
Yeah, I think he's a good actor too. It's just... It gets very weird, especially with Star Wars, because they've got comics and things like that as well, just like Marvel and DC. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the time it's not considered canon until it's in a proper film or it's in a book. Because sometimes they write books, like little novels and that, and then essentially Disney can say whatever is canon or not canon. It's weird. It's not weird. But it's good that they're starting to play around, but it is weird that they can say whatever is canon or not canon. Like they can create something that's in the same Star Wars universe or whatever, and it's just a cool story, but then they'll be like, oh, yeah, that is cool, right? But it's not canon.
Yeah.
So why should I give a fuck about it then?
Yeah. Yeah, true. You want to know something else is interesting? What? Because of Mandalorian Season 2, all of a sudden, Disney Plus has got like shitloads of downloads and resubscriptions.
Literally the only thing that people sign up to for Disney Plus is The Mandalorian.
Yeah. And then I saw a meme where it's just Mandalorian's helmet over, what's his name, Palpatine, goes, I am Disney Plus. Technically, it's right. Other than Marvel... It's not really good for much because it's got the superhero movies on. It's got the entire Marvel collection. You know, I like to watch Avengers. I like to watch...
But it's not solely Disney Plus that has
it. No, it's not, yeah.
Amazon has it as well.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on the free trial for Amazon and Amazon's not too bad.
Yeah. Well, one thing I want to watch on Amazon that I never got a chance to watch is The Boys.
I'm not going to watch that one.
Yeah.
It doesn't interest me that much, to be honest.
It does to me, but I don't know. Again, because it's like real life, fellow superheroes are dicks, you know.
Yeah, but they're like, it's almost like they're making too much of a point, making them the darkest, like scummiest superheroes ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
Fair enough. But you know, Disney Plus. That's all I'm saying is they got to take note of The Mandalorian. You know, that's the only thing that's pretty much holding them together. Other than that, what's it good for?
I mean, I hope they funnel a bit more money into it because that usually a bigger budget means that they can do more extraordinary stuff.
Yeah.
What's interesting is when you see the behind the scenes on The Mandalorian, a huge amount of their set is green screen.
Yeah.
It's so funny watching just an actor up on a green screen and going like this. And he's obviously riding some type of space animal or whatever, or maybe like a speeder as they call them. Star Wars, but he's literally just going like this. And the rest of it is just green. Yeah. Everything is fucking green. Not gonna lie, special effects, really good now, but it looks fucking stupid. And then just going like this, and it's like, fuck my life.
All those years and years of acting school just to do that.
I mean, he'll be very good at that. You know what I mean?
Anyway, I'm gonna show you something now. Moving on.
Okay. Right,
so, this is what I wanted to show you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I need audio for this? No. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, nah. He's getting carried out by a guy with a big belly.
Fuck. Okay. Man.
Okay.
What's your take?
Well, I'm just gonna read it. Distressing, yeah, I would say so. this video contains graphic material. I would say so, yeah. A Melbourne pub security guard has been filmed putting a patron in a chokehold before dropping his unconscious body on the ground. The pub owner has defended the guard's actions, claiming the patron snuck back into the bar after being kicked out earlier. Okay. All right, if he's been kicked out, he's probably been kicked out because he's been a dickhead.
Yeah.
He's probably been drinking too much. Fair. If he's snuck back in, you should remove him again or restrict him to one side and call the police and they can escort him out and he can be arrested.
Yeah.
All right. This guy that's put him in a chokehold is a major twat, major dickhead. And this fat fuck, because he is a fat fuck. A lot of these security guards in Australia, fat fucks. Right? You know what's funny? They come in there are two types of security guards, and this is it. Ripped as fuck, juicing bodybuilders. Mm-hmm. Fair play. If I want a security guard, I want the juiced up, you know, steroid head, okay?
Yeah.
And then you've got the big fat fuck, all right? And that's it. You only get two. You get two. You get the bodybuilder, and you get the fat fuck. He's a fat fuck. And he's got him in a rear naked choke, standing rear naked choke. I want to play this without the music going off. Sweet. Puts him in a rear naked choke. Another guy's trying to pull him out at the same time. He chokes him out. It doesn't take long for you to make someone unconscious if you squeeze. I think it takes like 5 seconds. He literally just drops him. He face plants on the floor because he's unconscious again. The guy obviously can't move his legs because he's unconscious again. Mm-hmm. And he picks him up by his pants.
Yeah,
and,
I thought that and part his, was funny.
And his shirt. And he kind of like wheels him out like he's his luggage for an air. He's getting on a flight and he just picks, this is my big red suitcase with denim pants and white Nikes. And he just picks him up with two hands and just escorts him out. Well, escorts. Like,
drags him out.
Forcibly throws his carry on out the door. Yeah, I feel bad for this bloke. I mean, probably don't sneak back into a pub if you got kicked out. It means go home and go have a kebab and have a sleep. But that guy was a dickhead. Yeah, he definitely picked him up. He slumped over.
Do you think he's out of order?
Of course he's out of order. He's already unconscious, right? And that's if you want to, if they're being violent and get someone to calm down, you can put them in a chokehold, right?
Yeah.
Unconscious. If you do make them unconscious, you do look after their health, wake them up. They've probably calmed down a little bit and you escort them out. Or you pick them up with a couple of people and you make sure they do not hit their head.
Yeah.
This guy almost threw the guy kind of on the floor afterwards. He was like, boom. I'm going to watch that again. This is, honestly, it's not good. But I think we've watched martial arts for so long that we're used to it. Yeah. He kind of stumbles because I think he fell over his fat belly.
Just like the security.
That's bad. That's fucking bad.
The way that he dragged him out, man. The way that he dragged him out is like he's done this before. It's like he didn't give a fuck.
Oh, this is number 53 for the day. Yeah. Like, what the
fuck?
He literally picks him up like he's carry-on luggage for an airplane. He goes, that's 12 kilos. Sir, have a nice day. Like, that's what it seemed like. Fuck, that's bad.
Yeah, well, I just think that he choked him out unconscious. But that was a little bit unnecessary.
That's bad. That's bad. Fucking bad.
Well, it's just being a security guard, man. It's not an easy job.
Oh, fuck no. He probably dealt with a shit ton of bad blokes that day.
Yeah.
Right? And this was the one unlucky skinny kid that he just went, I'm throwing you in a rear naked, throwing you in the ground, and I'm going to pick you up like a suitcase, and I'm going to throw you outside.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I mean,
that's bad. Don't do that.
We've been out North Bridge a few times. We've seen I go out pretty much there every weekend for
work.
We've
seen scraps.
So I've seen scraps. I've seen the ones. Mate, it's not easy being a fucking security guard.
No.
They got to stand outside and they got to smile and they got to be nice to everyone, you know? And then when shit goes down and people get cheeky and they try and swing at them or they try and fight them, they got to make sure that they get to, you know, de-escalate the situation.
It's danger money. Because you might get clipped.
Yeah, exactly.
Not because they're some skilled fighter or anything like that. you know, everyone's still got a puncher's chance and they can still clip you.
Yeah.
Especially if they're king hitting you in the back. Or we call them coward punches in Australia, but especially they used to be called king hits.
Because it's bone on bone, you know what I mean? Like, and it happens when you least expect it.
You hit him back in the occipital bone and then you crash forward and then, you know, that's where the real brain damage happens, yeah. Is when, not when you get hit and it rattles your brain, it's when you hit the concrete and there's no way for you to roll out or stick your arms out and get rid of a little bit of momentum. Fall, hit your head. Probably broke his nose just going straight forward like that. Nah, that guy should definitely... I never someone makes a mistake at work and then that means, all right, he should be fired. Or yeah. He should lose his job and he should never work again as a... That's not good, right? It's not good. But I do think there's a consequence sometimes for... bad actions like that. Yeah. I'm sure that guy was asking for it, right? Yeah. That kind of behavior is not really...
yeah, accepted.
Accepted. Either way. That guy was probably... that guy in the red shirt, the guy that got choked out, was probably being a dickhead. And... but we do know for sure the guy that put him in a chokehold was 100% being a dickhead. So, yeah, I don't think that was the right call. Definitely could have been de-escalated. If you do choke him out, he's obviously not fighting back. He's unconscious, and you went, nah, that's not enough.
Yeah.
I'm going to push you down there. I've then caused probably some real brain damage and then pick you up like a suitcase and throw you out myself.
Yeah.
So the issue with that, even though I just called that guy a dickhead, both of them are a dickhead. I know I've said dickhead so many times, I just said it again. Is that you don't get to see the start.
Yeah,
and that's right. And the very right. End. Because you never see the very start. You know, if that guy threw some swings at him.
Yeah.
Or maybe he threw a bottle at him or something like that. He went to bottle him or something like that.
You only see him with his head in the chokehold. That's it. That's the first thing you see.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just...
it's the power of perception.
Yeah. But I think even if there was that at the very start, to choke someone out unconscious, they are no longer a threat, because that's your job, to defuse threats so that everyone has a nice time at the pub.
Yeah.
For you to defuse the threat and then act out violently, that's not a good practice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but sometimes the people that do take jobs as a security guard, not all of them, just some, tend to be a bit violent anyway. Yeah. And they're like, I'm very comfortable with this position because I too am a violent person and mm-hmm. I'm not afraid of a scrap.
Yeah.
It gets rough sometimes. It's difficult. It's difficult because
it's a sticky situation.
It's a sticky situation because it's essentially a 10-second clip.
Yeah.
And you try not to judge them, but when it's affecting someone else's health, then you're like, I don't agree with it, but I never got to see the start, only got to see the middle,
yeah,
and a little bit at the end. You know, you don't know if there's any police investigations involving either person. You don't know. You know, the only thing we saw was that the owner of the pub stood behind the security guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's a bloody good security guard. He's like, mate, I've got zero issues, zero bottles broken. This guy fucks up every guy that comes through my door.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry about any people going.
Or maybe it was just a case where that one security guard never really had, you know, he dealt with everything professionally. It's just the one slip up he has. So that's why obviously the owner's looking after him. Because usually most pub owners, they have to hire security separately.
Mm.
So for him to back him like that, well, maybe, you know, I mean, I've never agreed to him getting choked out like that. But maybe it was a case where, okay, the guy was being a shithead.
The chokehold bit is okay. No. Not the bit after the chokehold. You can, let's say he was being very violent, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to get him out, right? Maybe, you know, he's trying to attack the guy. Put him in a rear naked choke.
Yeah.
He goes to sleep, right? And then when he wakes up, you go, listen, mate, he's calmed down. Or you just take him out.
Yeah.
All right? Or you just take him out. But you do not drop him on the floor face first.
Yeah.
Creating further injury. Breaking his face, and then pick him up and throw him out like a dirty suitcase. You know what I mean? So, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. But things like that happen every day with cops and security guards and things like that. It's just, that's the issue with 10-second clips, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to bring up?
Nah, I think that was pretty good, dude.
That was good. That was a good input as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can say, guys, before we finish up, we are tuning in on Sunday to the Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones mm-hmm. Jr. fight. We're very, very excited.
There's a UFC event on that time as well.
As well? Oh, Blades versus Derek
Blades
Lewis.
Blades versus Derek Lewis. I don't know when they're going to organize. Derek Lewis and that might be at the morning, yeah. And then the afternoon might be the Mike Tyson, because I want to watch the Nate Robertson versus Jake Paul one as well. Yeah.
You want to see Jake Paul get fucked up, don't you?
I don't think he will get fucked up, but I think he's going to beat Nate Robertson very easily, mm-hmm. right? Or it could just be another one of those, you know, split decision things that the Logan Paul versus KSI thing always ends up being. It can only go two ways. I don't see Nate Robinson beating Jake Paul. I think Jake Paul's got amateur boxing experience. I don't think he's a good boxer. I think he's a shit person, to be fair. But no, it's not like I know him. But I think Nate Robinson will lose to Jake Paul, either by a little fucking, you know, bar scrap.
Yeah.
Or Paul will knock him out. And I think that's kind of like a lot of the YouTube fights dead in the water, because I think there was a big climb with Logan Paul and all that mm-hmm. with the KSI thing, and it's kind of lost its... It was fun when it was a one and done thing, and like, oh, it was a draw, sets it up for the rematch, and then that's it. And then you have a few YouTubers on an undercard or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't particularly enjoy. I mean, it used to be that, is it Joe Weller versus Logan Paul or something like
Joe
that?
Joe Weller versus KSI. That was the first
KSI. That was the original one. And then they started up all the YouTube boxing. Now, it's weird that they've kind of legitimized it by making them pro boxers when they probably should have never touched that pro card. But it's funny. It's funny to watch people with very little experience scrap.
Yeah.
People watch it on YouTube all the time. So, fuck it. They got a little bit of money more in their pockets. Eddie Hearn must be, you know, rubbing his hands together.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. One thing I really want to ask you guys is, if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of the audio platforms, as well as YouTube, can you please give us a follow or subscribe on our YouTube channel? Be really, really good. If you subscribe on the Apple Podcasts or things like that, it'll automatically download, so you'll never have to refresh or anything like that. As soon as we upload, you automatically download it on your phone and you can listen to it without using Wi-Fi. YouTube channel, incredibly important. Now, our subscribers have jumped up, I think, 10 pretty recently.
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully we'll gain more. But if you do listen to our podcast and you somewhat enjoy our content a little bit, it'd be really cool if you subscribe to our content. It helps us out and it helps you out, because that means you can turn notifications on and you can watch our content, which is getting better and better each week.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So thank you very much, guys. Peace.
Take care, guys. All the best.